Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Unilever, ticker symbol UL, one of the biggest players in the consumer goods space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So, Unilever is a household name. Literally, this is a company that's been around for over a century, and chances are, you've got at least a few of their products in your home right now. From Dove soap to Ben & Jerry's ice cream to Hellmann's mayo, they've got a massive portfolio of brands that touch almost every aspect of daily life. Today, we're going to break down their business, look at their latest numbers, and figure out if this stock is a buy at its current price. If you're new here, make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Let's jump in. All right, let's start with a quick overview of who Unilever is for those who might not be as familiar. Based in London, Unilever PLC was founded way back in 1894 and operates as a fast-moving consumer goods giant. They've got three main segments: beauty and personal care, foods and refreshment, and home care. Think brands like Dove, Lynx, and Vaseline for personal care, Ben & Jerry's, Hellmann's, and Norin Foods, and cleaning products like Persil and Comfort for home care. With over 115,000 employees worldwide, they're a global powerhouse operating in nearly every corner of the planet. Their mission? Making sustainable living commonplace, which is a big focus for them these days. Now let's talk revenue. Unilever's top line for 2024 came in at about 60.76 billion euros, which is a slight uptick from 59.6 billion in 2023. That's not explosive growth, but it shows stability for a company of this size in a pretty mature industry. Over the past few years, their revenue has hovered in this 50 to 60 billion euro range, reflecting their consistent market presence. They've been focusing on underlying sales growth, which hit 4.2% last year, driven by a mix of volume increases and pricing adjustments. Geographically, they're well diversified, with significant exposure to emerging markets alongside strong footholds in Europe and North America. This balance helps them weather regional economic downturns, which is a plus for long-term investors. Moving on to earnings, Unilever's 2024 full-year results were solid. Net income for the year was 5.74 billion euros, down a bit from 6.49 billion in 2023, but still a healthy profit. Earnings per share came in at 2.3 euros, compared to 2.58 euros the year prior. That dip reflects some challenges, possibly tied to higher costs or investments in restructuring. However, their operating income held up at 9.4 billion euros, showing they're still generating strong cash from their core business. One key takeaway here is their focus on margins. Management has been working to improve profitability, and we're seeing signs of that paying off, with recent updates showing expanding margins after strategic moves like spinning off their ice cream business. Diving into some of the commentary from their latest earnings call for 2024, management highlighted a few critical points. They're pretty pleased with that 4.2% underlying sales growth I mentioned earlier, which was driven by both volume and price increases across their key categories. Beauty and personal care and home care were standout performers, while foods and refreshment saw steadier gains. They also talked about their strategic shift, spinning off the ice cream business into a standalone entity, now called the Magnum Ice Cream Company, to sharpen their focus on core growth areas. Management emphasized their commitment to sustainability and innovation, which they believe will drive long-term value. They're also navigating inflationary pressures and consumer spending challenges, but they're confident in their ability to adapt through pricing strategies and cost efficiencies. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the income statement, Unilever's gross profit for 2024 was impressive at 60.76 billion euros. Yes, that matches their revenue figure, which reflects how they report under certain accounting standards, with cost of sales netted out differently. Their EBITDA was 13 billion euros, showing strong operational cash generation. On the balance sheet, total assets stand at 79.75 billion euros, up from $75.27 billion last year, while total liabilities are at $57.2 billion, giving them a decent equity base of about $20 billion. Their current ratio is a bit tight at 0.76, which suggests they might not have a ton of liquidity for short-term obligations, but their cash position of 6.14 billion euros offers some buffer. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow was robust at 9.2 billion euros, and free cash flow came in at 7.78 billion after capital expenditures. That's a healthy sign for dividend sustainability and reinvestment potential. They're also carrying a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.8, which isn't alarming for a company of this size, but worth keeping an eye on if interest rates climb. Now let's talk valuation. Unilever's current market cap is around $163 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of about 40.65 based on trailing 12 months. That's on the higher side for the consumer defensive sector, where the industry average PE is closer to 31. Their price-to-sales ratio is 3.05, again a bit elevated compared to peers. Looking forward, analysts project a forward PE of about 19.64 for 2024, dropping to 17.74 for 2025, which suggests the stock might be pricing in some growth expectations already. Their dividend yield is attractive at 3.21%, especially for income-focused investors, with a last dividend of 2.29 euros per share. Compared to the sector, Unilever looks a tad expensive on traditional metrics, but their brand strength and global reach might justify that premium if they can keep delivering on growth. All right, let's break down Unilever through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their 4.2% underlying sales growth in 2024 is a solid win, showing they can still grow in a competitive space. Their diverse portfolio of iconic brands like Dove and Hellmann's gives them pricing power and consumer loyalty. Plus, their global footprint helps Brisk across markets. On the weaknesses side, that high PE ratio of over 40 signals they're not a cheap stock, and their current ratio of 0.76 hints at potential short-term liquidity constraints. Opportunities? Their focus on sustainability resonates with today's consumers, and emerging markets offer huge growth potential as disposable incomes rise. Finally, threats include intense competition from rivals like Procter & Gamble, plus macroeconomic risks like inflation or consumer spending slowdowns that could hit demand. Overall, Unilever's got a strong foundation, but they'll need to navigate these challenges carefully. Let's take a look at Unilever's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 3.02%, and over the last month, it's gained an impressive 15.63%. Zooming out, the three-month performance shows an 11.91% increase, and over the past year, it's up 20.6%. That's a solid return, especially in the consumer defensive space, which as a sector is up about 58.79% over the same period. Over 5 years, Unilever's stock has grown 18.83%, lagging behind the sector's 75.54% gain, which tells me they've had some periods of underperformance. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in a strong uptrend recently, likely buoyed by positive earnings and strategic moves like the ice cream spinoff. For short-term traders, there might be some momentum to ride here, but watch for overbought signals after that sharp monthly gain. So, what's the final verdict on Unilever? They're a stable, dividend-paying giant with a strong brand portfolio and a clear strategy to streamline operations through moves like the ice cream spinoff. Their financials are solid, with healthy cash flows and consistent revenue, though their valuation looks a bit stretched compared to industry averages. For long-term investors, especially those seeking income, Unilever offers a compelling 3.21% dividend yield and exposure to global consumer trends. However, growth investors might hesitate at the current PE unless they believe in the sustainability and emerging market growth story. I'd say Unilever is a hold for now. Great for a defensive portfolio, but I'd wait for a better entry point if you're looking to buy. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let me know if you're holding UL or considering it. If you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button, subscribe for more stock deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next video.